We're back, bitches. 2 week absence as Jeff and Tim dealt with the real world, unfortunately, and then some. But we're back with a special Wide Men Can't Jump live coverage of the British Open. Jeff, take it away. We're going to jump right
in. The 150th Open Championship at St. Andrews, the 30th one ever played there.
Jesus Christ, the British Open is
150 years history.
British Open is almost as old as I am.
Will it take about three of you to get to 150?
Not quite. I'd be over 150 if you used three of me, but.
Well, right now, Tim, Rory McIlroy trying to win his fifth major of all time and first since the one Nate Bush and I just went to in 2014 at Valhalla in Louisville, Kentucky, the PGA Championship then. And right now he has a two-stroke lead over Norway's Victor Hovland by two strokes. Cameron Smith and Cameron Young are tied for third. Some guy I've never heard of, it says D. Johnson in fifth place, 13 under. I haven't seen much of him on TV today, but do you know who that is?
That's the infamous Douchebag Johnson.
Douchebag Johnson.
Yeah, well, according to the PGA, anyway.
Well, I've never seen it. I've only seen one of his, maybe one or two of his putts today. What's the D? Is it D really stand for douche? Or?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. I'm looking at the leaderboard there, and I see he's only four shots back, and he's tied for fifth place. Well, he's actually not tied. There's a tie for third place, so he's in fifth. But he's only two shots back of being in second, and I don't know what they're going to do if they got to put him on television, because they seem to... He must be a real ugly gentleman or something, and not friendly to the camera that they don't want to show him.
Well...
Mind you, they could always just zoom in on his wife.
Her name, Paulina?
Her name is whatever she wants it to be. Mrs. Dombrova, how about that?
I'm sure you'd be all right with that.
No, I got to keep her, so I don't need it. But, I mean, the idea seems nice, but...
So what, all right, the guy we're talking about is two-time major winner Dustin Johnson. Tim and I disagree with how he's being censored on TV today. The RNA and the NBC obviously isn't crazy about the new Live Golf Series that he has joined there about a little over a month ago. And right now they're, here he is. Getting ready. He's got a birdie putt on 12 here to get to 14 under. And he skates it to the left a little bit. It's going to have a tap in for par to remain at 13 under. But I guess they had no choice to show him the fact that he might have a chance
Notice, though, how they showed him when he was not successful.
Right.
And that, I might add, that is a stunning lawn green ensemble he's got on today. I don't know who's dressing these guys, but... I long for the days of Payne Stewart.
What Patrick Cantlay had a turquoise.
Yeah, he. What does Payne Stewart wear? What did he wear when he played in England?
I think he still played with the had the knickers and the.
Right, but he.
What's funny about the what is it?
He was infamous though for like wearing NFL team colors, right?
He did sometimes. He would wear. I think they gave him some type of sponsorship money to wear some of their.
Well, maybe he could. I'd have to look up who goes to Europe the most for the NFL for those god awful games at the beginning of the year. Maybe the Atlanta Falcons. I'm not even sure.
Yeah, it may have been. I can't remember if it was maybe even the Redskins at the time or.
Well, it was sure. It was a loser team anyway. The good teams don't go normally. You ain't gonna see the Buccaneers ain't gonna be playing. Well, they might be this year actually. Somebody is that's a bigger outfit this year, I believe. Oh, Jeff, did I just see that? Did Rory just pull it?
You know, he's only shot. He's not been very good around the putting range today. He's one under today, and that was off. He got his lone birdies off the par five. Fifth hole, but he's kind of giving these leaving these guys opportunities to
sneak back
get
in
what they expect. They just haven't really capitalized on it. Cameron Young made a little run at it earlier. He got the 15 under, but I think if he just stays steady, he might go on to win. But right now, he's got a par putt to remain at 17 under, and he drills it.
I will say, I will give Rory his he's a well dressed gentleman. Somebody, his wife must pick out his clothes.
Now, Tim, we've you and I both, we've kind of appreciated Rory's play over the years and kind of like him. But here we kind of disagree with some of his antics here the last month or so when it comes to LIV Golf. We kind of think, you and I have talked off record, we kind of think him and Tiger may have been responsible for making sure that two-time Open winner and LIV Golf chairman, CEO Greg Norman, wasn't invited to the 150th Champions tournament that they usually have on Wednesday. And anyways, what's your stance on that?
Well, as I've said a couple of times off air, first off, I thought Rory tad bit hypocritical, considering he kind of did the equivalent early in his career where he decided the money in the North America was better than the money in Europe. Secondly, I don't know why any of them care. I just don't understand. Plus, he's wishy-washy. He went from it sucked to now we got to make peace because it isn't going away, apparently. I don't know. I just wish they'd golf. Kind of like the shut up and dribble thing. Shut up and putt.
There you go.
Oh, they're pressure. Now we've got Mr. Smith has moved into a tie for a second there with Victor Hovland at 15 under. What's up?
Now Cameron Young has a chance to tie in the cams, and both get within two.
Things are getting heated here, and the British have woken up. What time is it there? It would be 5 in the afternoon, so 7 for you guys. God, their golf courses are ugly, though, eh? Look at that. Look at that shot. Looks like there was a fire and somebody threw acid all over the coast. They must pour. What do they do? Like, seriously fertilize the golf course and leave the rest of it to nature? That it's so green and then everything around it is so brown?
Yeah, I don't know I wonder if the TV does it any justice.
Well, like even now, you know, the shot that they're showing, you know, the fairway is kind of green, but it's not the greatest looking. And if you go, you know, 20 feet off the course there, it looks like nothing grows. I mean, I know they're right on the coast, so maybe it's not the best. I mean, there's lots of greenery there in the background, but the course itself looks hideous. It looks like if they put me in charge.
St. Andrews, of course, is the Swillican Bridge, the famous Swillican Bridge, was built, they believe, in the Middle Ages, in maybe the 11 or 1200s. So they had a cottage there, so the animals could go across. To this day, a lot of the guys like Jack Nicklaus and Tiger, they were taking pictures on the Swillican Bridge. But as you just said, I believe you were referring to Victor Hovland's shot.
Doesn't Tiger Woods, didn't he infamously take a leak off the Swillican Bridge? You might see Greg Norman there later today.
Maybe that's where he found his ex-wife, or his ex-wife.
Maybe.
Maybe she saw him do that.
Who we got here?
Cameron Smith just hits a dime on the par 3 11th hole. And he'll have that for birdie to get within one stroke.
Cameron Smith
of McIlroy.
He hit that ball like NFL players hit their wives.
Are you referring to Ray Rice?
I might be. That was on target. And Jordan Spieth here. What kind of a shot was that? Oh, that was ugly. That was ugly, ladies and gentlemen. That's not going to be a fun shot. As he has found what only appears to be Like they got the coolest bunkers at over there too, where they're almost like 3 foot holes in the ground.
Yeah, a lot of the bunkers, they call them coffin bunkers, but I think there's a bunker on 14 that they call Hell Bunker, and Jack Nicklaus once took four or five shots trying to get out of there. Bobby Jones back in 1927 took four shots out of there, and after he couldn't get out there the fourth time, he walks off out of the bunker and tears up his scorecard and leaves.
Oh, I see.
He comes back, though, to win two more, though. He comes back to win two.
Yeah, NBC has adopted the we're going to a commercial, but we're going split screen. Have they been doing that all day, or is that...
Yeah, that's common. They definitely do it whenever they show Johnson, whenever they're about to show Johnson, though.
That would be a hell of a thing if you had an old-school TV, because you wouldn't see anything. You wouldn't see the commercial, and you wouldn't see the other. You just have two squares on your television. I mean, I'm looking at a 50-inch TV here, and it... Yeah, I mean, you can see, but, like, the commercial should be a tiny little thing up in the top corner, and the rest of the screen should be golf. Rory McIlroy striding down the fairway there, he looks like Dustin Johnson when he goes to pick up his paycheck from the Saudis, the way he's strutting there. getting that blood money, as they say.
Oh yeah. Rory's never. Yeah, the PGA doesn't have any Saudi-backed sponsorship, do they?
No, they also they refuse to beam in any of their golf to China either.
So Jordan Spieth with he punched out of the bunker, and on the par 5, 14th, and you know, Tim, when those golf balls get up beside the rock of those bunkers, you might as well say at least one stroke lost.
Who was it that put it right into that perfectly round 3 foot drop bunker there? Was that him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yep. And he got out of there in one shot?
Well, I don't know if he took an unplayable. But
I didn't see. You'd think they would have showed
that.
They
didn't show it. They didn't show it,
yeah.
I wonder if they'll go back to it. Cameron Young for birdie to get within one of Rory, and comes up a little bit short on the low side. So he'll remain two back of Rory.
You know that the flatness of the greens at St. Andrews rivals the parking lot of my local Walmart. Looks like there's a speed bump every 3 or 4 feet.
Yeah, it's, you know, this golf course, you got to have a little bit of luck to dodge. I mean, obviously you have to have skill, but a lot of times this takes a little bit of luck to. Some of these guys say it's like playing at a carnival course with all
Hovland
the bumps.
Hovland looks like he's about to chip out of what looks like my front yard before I mow it. You know, a little rough there. Was he successful in his attempt?
Oh gosh. I tell you, I really think, Tim, that the pressure is getting to Victor. This is his first time he's ever had a 54-hole lead, or share of it anyways. And I think if McIlroy gets any pressure, it's going to be the guys in front of him. I think Hovland's just starting to gradually fall apart. And who knows, he may gather it back up. But Cameron Smith, birdie. The par 3, 11th hole to get within one of Rory McIlroy.
Well, you know what he's doing here. He's just setting up the resume so he can make the leap to live.
I thought that he was going to do that a couple weeks ago. We had discussed it. We wasn't for sure if he was going to jump to there. But what would be really interesting if he did go on to win today and then when he received the Claret Jug, he made his announcement.
Yeah. I'd just like to say that now that I've won a major open, I have accepted the $62 million payout. Boy, Rory, what was that? Rory, that was a magnificent shot there, though. That looked totally ugly from the start and finished up spectacularly. Oh, and the gallery's quite appreciative. Here he comes, Rory McIlroy. Cinderella story? Not really. I watched.
Well, he's going to tap this in for birdie. He'll be up by two, Tim, on Cameron Smith.
Oh, and here comes a man. Looks like he lives in the desert. He breaks Rory McIlroy's left leg. Screaming Allah Akbar as he runs off. That man was wearing a toga, I believe, there, Jeff.
Oh, yeah, I remember one time that Tiger Woods, a woman came out to him, and I think she was pretty much revealing quite a bit, and she gave him a kiss, and he didn't back down from it either, which he doesn't.
He quickly wrote her a check.
She must have made his putter flutter.
Yep. I don't remember you, but apparently we've had a history, so here's a here's the standard $50,000 payment for a one night on the Tiger train.
Cameron Smith on the drivable par 4, 12th hole, and he might be okay if he can dodge some bunkers, and it looks like he's going to actually get on the edge of the green. Still got a long ways to go, but he's put himself a chance to get another birdie.
He's got a it looks like a canyon between him and the hole, though, there. Good Lord. Like, look at that shot. Like, what kind of a green is that that Hovland's on? Like, there's, looks like moonscape or something.
But nice touch from where he was at.
Yeah, that was a good shot.
Yeah, but he remains pending this putt. Right now he's three behind, and misses putt, he'll be four behind and more than likely out of contention.
Victor Hovland bears a resemblance to a... have you ever seen Stand By Me, the movie?
Yes, sir. Yes.
He looks like, what is the kid? I can't remember which kid he plays in the movie.
Good movie.
And he's married to, in real life, the guy's married to a supermodel. He was the fat kid on Stand By Me. He ended up not being fat as he got older. What's his name? Jerry O'Connell, I think his name is.
Can't remember. I think didn't River Phoenix play in them?
Yeah, he was in that. But
nice par save by Hovland to remain within three of McIlroy. But he's gonna have to get something together here on the back nine to.
He's
gonna have to make a birdie or eagle putt to put some pressure on Mac.
Neither that.
No birdies today so far for Hovland.
Or McIlroy's gonna have to stumble, but he's looking pretty solid so far through 10 holes. Almost as solid, still almost as solid as Tiger through 10 holes. Tiger was plus 9 after 2 rounds, and that number might be significant in Tiger lore.
Yeah, I mean, I think his golf playing days, Sports Illustrated reports they believe it's over with, so... we might be seeing our last of him there for a while. He may still play some majors, show up. It's just, as you said earlier, off record, the conditions were great this week. And he may not be healed up completely yet. You know,
well,
maybe
Tiger really
to get there.
Tiger really should be at LIV, where he only has to golf 3 rounds instead of 4.
Yeah, that would be more ideal. Maybe there's something there that could be arranged here, but he may not.
What's going on that the Brits are fleeing the gallery like the Nazis are bombing London or something there?
I would think they're headed if this
headed
is,
to the next hole, I guess. Eh?
Yeah, I would think they're probably trying to get. Who knows? They may try to be getting to 17 or 18 to watch the coronation of their hero Rory.
Apparently, also
but
the
still some golf to be played. Still has eight.
Oh, yeah. There's we're not nobody's. This isn't locked up yet. Especially at the British Open, where in one hole you could double bogey and.
Yeah, you hit it in a bunker or one of those pop bunkers. It could be miserable. So.
Well, that was Hovland comes back with another. Looks like he regained some. What's the word I'm stumbling for here on Sunday morning?
He's trying to get back in it.
He got a little bit of his mojo back there on that last shot after. Oh, who's this now?
Dustin Johnson. Three holes in a row.
The unknown golfer. And again,
Tim, to be honest, he's struck the ball really well from fairway to green this week. It's just his putting that's been his nemesis about all week, really the last year. And to hear you just got to make putts to give yourself a chance to win. And as again yesterday, as we talked earlier, the decision to play the back of green on the par five 14th, and then he putted from one side of the green to the next, went into the bunker. He pretty much killed his championship hopes, but he could get a top five.
You're seeing some of the weirdest looking shots. Like, I don't know what that was there that just happened, but that was not good. It's a Young's chip in attempt there, hit a hill and didn't get to the hole.
Yeah, Jordan Spieth just bogeyed.
Oh, and he tomahawks his club into the crowd, killing three ugly British women. And no one cares. Well, let me rephrase that. We're not sure if they're women. I don't want to misgender anyone.
Now, if Dustin Johnson did that, he would be ridiculed.
He would just say, that just figures he's in alignment with those Saudis. I don't think the only thing Dustin Johnson tomahawks is his wife, and I understand that wholeheartedly because I don't know what kind of I've read and heard that she's kind of a dunce, but she's definitely not hard on the eyes. That's for sure.
From what people say, they're a lot alike. Dustin doesn't really show a lot of emotion.
Well, I remember there was a time, and it's way back in the annals these days, but. Where Paulina's dad had to put the stomp on her Instagram account, I believe it was, because the pictures were getting a little risque, and even he was like, "Okay, I'm your daddy, and this shit needs to quit because I got a brand going here, and you're kind of dumping on it."
Yeah, the great one didn't mean for you to just do whatever the hell you want.
She says, "Dad, I got
McIlroy for a long birdie on 11, and he leaves it short for a looks to be about a 3-foot par putt." But anyways, you were saying?
Well, Gwayne is the great one, and she's the great pair, apparently.
There's an investigation going on with Dustin Johnson. When he was 17, he might have been in on the Saudi-backed 9/11 attack.
He was flying one of those planes, but he parachuted out just before it hit the building, right? We're getting into dark territory here, my friend.
If he had been 18, I think he would have had to stay on the plane, but since he wasn't there yet, they were allowed to.
Is it too soon for 9/11 jokes?
I don't know. They brought it up saying the PGA said that they were in on the 9/11 attacks, and people shouldn't be sponsoring or supporting this, yet they get 23 sponsorships from Saudi back.
Wasn't your government just there yesterday or the day before begging for oil?
That's correct.
Yeah, funny how that works.
And no disrespect to the victims. I'm just saying.
Oh, me neither. I mean,
not everybody in Saudi Arabia is probably felt the same way as those hijackers did. More than likely.
It wouldn't make much sense for the Saudi government to be doing it. But that's a big.
We're just poking fun at the PGA Tour for saying stuff.
We got to come up with. I mean, I know that's what Professional Golfers Association, correct?
It is.
You got to come up with. I don't think that doesn't work for me anymore. We got to come up with a new moniker for him. I don't know what, but Rory holds steady.
Maybe somebody can tweet us some monikers there.
Bogus.
Bogus, there you go.
Bogus has been busy. What he does for a living, he gets the summers off, so he's been busy terrorizing the the Northeast, I believe, visiting ballpark stadiums.
Cameron Smith for birdie, and he drills it. Sorry, Tim.
That's
he gets
right.
within one of McIlroy.
I think the ghost of Nathan Bush just passed out as we're covering golf.
Look, you know, Nate, he end up, I think he definitely liked golf more than baseball. I think when we went to the tournament, I think he enjoyed it a lot more once we were actually there in person. It is a lot more enjoyable, to be honest. I enjoyed it a lot more, except for the walking and all that. But it was nice.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I don't know that I've ever heard the words Nate and walking in the same sentence.
Yeah, well, we got to the point where Nate said, hey, let's just hang around on
the where's the taco stands? You guys got any taco stands out here?
Well, we hit up Hooters twice and Steak and Shake twice.
I'm gonna say, cause Nate,
back-to-back days. Because
Nate's not wasn't a drinker either, so like I know a lot of guys like to have a cold one when they're, you know, when they're golfing, but or watching. But Nate, that wasn't really Nate's thing. So tacos, I mean anything with food. I don't know how Nate.
You know, it's kind of gets expensive, Tim. At those, they have like a little meal deal, $9 or $10 for like a sandwich, chips, and a water. We're like, what? No way.
That's as anybody who's ever been to any professional sporting events knows, the concession stands are like the prices are just. Well, now
we loaded up on
Cameron,
triple cheeseburger.
Smith has went to 17. Is it only one shot behind? I see.
He is, and I don't know if McIlroy's a scoreboard washer, but he's got him a little foe now. He's got him a little pressure.
I believe
he is on the drivable 12th, though.
I believe he is a wheel watcher, though. Big fan of Pat Sajak, Rory McIlroy. If anybody went there with me on that joke, thank you. If you didn't, screw you. Speaking of which, I have been tearing it up on Jeopardy lately.
You know, about a week ago, I watched, and the double parts is where I usually struggle at because I'm only single-minded and can do the first part or whatever, the easier questions. But I think I got 10 or 12 out of the 30 there on last Thursday when I was able to watch it.
It's funny because sometimes we'll watch and go, good God, like, I feel so stupid because I'm not even understanding, like, I don't even know what you're looking for, let alone the correct answer. And then other days, it's just like, are you kidding me? That's the final Jeopardy question? Like, how can somebody, these people who are supposed to be smart, how can they not know this? And so, I guess if it's in your wheelhouse, it's in your wheelhouse. And if it isn't, it isn't. But, like yesterday, the one we were watching was, Final Jeopardy was this guy, when he died in 1969, one of these World War II jackets that was named after him was buried with him. And I'm like, okay, well, I knew immediately. And I go, okay, I'm not an American. These Americans should nail this, but nobody got it.
Huh. So, what was it?
The answer was Eisenhower. Because his the Ike jacket was named after by him and after him. And I happen to know that. But, I mean, maybe that's in it just because I knew it. Maybe it was one of those weird, obscure facts that a guy knows and you don't really know why you know it. You just do. My better half quite often will go, she goes, why do you know that? And I'm usually forced to say, you know, I don't know. I mean, I probably read it somewhere. And I just, you know, pulled it out of the dark recesses of what passes for a brain in my mind. And, oh, somebody is golfing. Is that Peaches?
Right now they're on a commercial break.
I wonder, are you getting the same commercials as me, or am I getting Canadian commercials?
I'm getting some.
I got a
down home commercial.
I got a Nissan commercial on right now.
I got a nursing home commercial, so probably not.
I was gonna say because this Nissan commercial's got some skirt in it here. They apparently know who buys trucks in Canada that they. that they decided to put a couple
now,
of.
Yeah, what's
chicks.
Weird? Now I have a truck commercial, like a car lot commercial. So.
Let's talk about our commercials. I now have a PetSmart commercial on for some pet store, which I can't quite understand why that would be on during golf, but not really aiming it at the golf crowd, probably.
Yeah, this was Ashland.
In Kentucky?
Yep. Kentucky's the tri-state area.
Tri-state, aren't
Jeff's Playground. Jeff's Playground.
Have we got a shop in Ashland? Because if we don't, we should open one.
We got one about 25 miles southeast, but we might have to put us one there.
But by the way, anybody who's listening to franchising opportunities for the shop, fill out a credit application and we'll get back to you.
Application's just an appetizer.
And attach your photo. We don't let just
we got Nate Bush special. Appetizer's a good talk ball taco.
The Bush special. Two tacos, no vegetables. I saw some stunning video of Nate Jr. here yesterday. Mr. Cade at the wrestling. Was at the local wrestling, carrying on the tradition his father forged. Just loses his mind for wrestling. It's funny to watch because he's really, really involved in the wrestling when it's on. There's a fine shot.
Dustin Johnson, his third shot out of the bunker. This looks unfortunate. He might have had.
Well, that's it. It's funny how they only show him when he's in peril.
Yeah, it's probably going to end any chance of him with any, even though it didn't look good anyways, but him, he had to at least probably birdie or eagle the par 14th, but he hit, probably, more likely, Tammy probably went for it. We didn't get to see it, of course, but he probably went for it to try to get it close and hit it one, took a risk.
And Hovland here has regained his form. As he is within a 2 or 3 feet of the hole there. I don't know.
Well, maybe the jitters, it took a while to get out, but it would be nice to see him at least try to make a little run at it.
We didn't see it on the coverage, but I believe his caddy slipped him a little bit of E, and he's calmed down quite a bit.
Now McIlroy for his shot, and he's going to have a testy birdie putt. And Hovland might be able to get one on him here to get close. But I believe it's going to come down to him and
Smith, probably. Although there's still, there's seven. Smith's got seven holes left to play. I mean, he could swing. Oh, here's another guy who used to golf.
Lift golfer?
Used to golf for the PGA and doesn't anymore.
Nice round today. If it wasn't for his bad second round, he might be right there today.
Bryson looks like he's attempting to channel a pear by that body shape. He looks like he put on a few pounds there. He looked a little round.
Yeah.
Must
get on the Phil Mickelson diet.
Must be all that fine Saudi cuisine.
A Dustin for a difficult birdie after punching it out of the bunker. Not a bad roll, but it's going to be a little short.
Well, I don't think he can be too upset, though, that he's going to be able to save par after that disastrous second shot.
Yeah, it's...
You know, those bunkers...
Anytime you get a par after hitting the bunker there, then, you've probably got away with one.
I know that we are very much a food-centric bunch of guys, but I'm starting to think those deep, round bunkers that are almost perfectly round, they look like Reese's Cups.
Just need some chocolate in
them.
Yeah. Rory for birdie. And misses it to the left, and it's been a difficult day putting for Rory today. He left Cameron Smith get back in it.
Rory needs he needs Bill Murray out there to guide him through his round.
Needs to kill. Maybe he needs to go after those gophers.
I said we watched part of Caddyshack was on last night when we were just channel surfing, and it was the part where he goes caddies for the bishop in the rain. He says, what do you think? I think you should keep playing. I think the worst of it's blown over. 2 minutes later, it's coming down. You can't even see. And then a guy gets hit by lightning, and Bill Murray just walks off the green and leaves him laying there.
Tim Cameron Smith's ball striking here in the last four or five holes has been awesome. It's got him back in this tournament for a chance to win. He's going to have another birdie putt.
I mean, he looks like he's like trying to become the second man down at the shop, the way he's ball striking.
Yeah. He's going to be exclusive club member. He won't even have to apply.
Well, he's going to be our head of the ball striking department, I believe. Hovland has actually picked up a shot. He's at this only two shots back.
Cameron Young now for his second from 172 yards out. Probably a middle.
That's got to be interesting pitch. When you can't see the flag from where you're actually shooting.
Well, it looks like he saw it pretty good because he's within 6 foot for birdie.
Yeah, he,
maybe he needs to put blinders on out there.
Yeah, because he couldn't even see the flag stick there. That was a spectacular effort. They must have a spotter calling in for him. Oh, who's this that I haven't seen yet today?
Tommy Fleetwood for eagle.
Come on, Tommy, sink that thing. Oh, just not quite enough steam. And he is like, you gotta be effing kidding me.
That should put him in a tie for fifth with DJ. They still show DJ on the board, even though he tied for fifth now.
They attempted to. They were going to spell his name wrong, but even they thought Johnson. That's pretty. What do they do? Put two N's in it?
He's an exclusive club member, too, just because of his last name.
Yeah, that D stands for you know what.
Yeah.
Oh, see, those look like eggs there. Those coffin bunkers. Those are ridiculous. And here we got, man, like they are. Is this thing like? This isn't happening live right now, is it? This isn't simulcast or something? Because God, they're golfing at pace.
Yeah, they are at a good pace.
Well, I mean, Hovland just finished his shot on the green, and he's already on the next tee off, and just that's like what. Well, mind you, it's getting late there too. They probably want to get this thing wrapped up.
Don't get in the bunker. Looks like he's going to skate the bunker.
Where did that go?
Good tee shot.
Right in between them. Oh, and a seagull comes and picks his ball up. What happens then, Jeff?
They let him take it back. That's happened on a green before.
Does he get a drop? Or do they just try to place it as close to where they suspect it landed?
Yeah.
Well, he got lucky, right. Boy. He leaped. He hopped. Oh, he might be in the bunker there. Or just on the lip of it.
Uh-oh. Rory just nutted his drive past the.
Oof. Oh, Rory, that was an ugly shot. Somewhere in that roughage. Oh, no, it's just on the edge. Maybe not into the high rough, but.
Now Cameron Smith for birdie to tie Rory McIlroy after being four shots back entering the final round today. About a 15-footer there, Tim.
Don't spoil it for me.
Cameron Smith is hotter than a $2 pistol.
Good God. That's
in the hole. Four birdies in a row.
It's in the hole. That's what she said. Oh, my God.
The Players' Champion has tied the lead.
And he looks confident. He looks like he's not really aware of what he's just done. Rory's with his man boobs there as he struts up the fairway and goes, why are all these people following me? Piss off, you wankers.
This was what it was going to take, Tim. It was going to take somebody to shoot low to get.
They've actually brought the. I called that. Everybody was right behind him, and security and come out and they kind of shushed everybody back from him, so that he had a little space there. Oh, he's feeling. Oh, there's a. He's feeling the pressure. He's going, oh man, if I could just fucking hold on and win this thing. He's got a penguin on his shirt, does he? Know what that is? Like a penguin.
Yeah, looked like it. I wonder
Who's his sponsor?
Yeah.
Oh, and there's a.
Cameron Young got set to two with his sixth birdie
today.
Says,
just hold my beer. I'm coming too. Nice red shirt. Why does he have a Major League Baseball?
There you go. That he's talked about Payne Stewart with the NFL back in the day. He's got Major League Baseball sponsoring him.
Oh, that's just. Well, you know, he just raised Major League Baseball's ratings. More people probably saw that arm patch than watched Saturday Night Baseball. Cinderella
Man, they probably picked up the ratings.
Yeah.
The ratings have been bad.
Yeah, they haven't been spectacular. Oh, and the man calls for quiet. Shut up or we shall shoot you.
Tommy Fleetwood Mac.
God. Tommy Fleetwood Big Mac. This is Weidman. We got to get the food in there somehow. That obscure musical reference. From anybody.
Now he's playing with Johnson. Let's see if they show Johnson. Johnson was a couple feet ahead of him there.
I'd like to know if they've had a civil word between each other all day or if they're ignoring one another.
They talk like DJ is not getting a lot of backlash like guys like Phil and Greg Norman is right now. A lot of these guys talked. Like, I think he played a practice round with Rory there. Last week in that program, DJ did it. We played with McIlroy and Shane Lowry. So I'm not sure that maybe they cleared the air, maybe just talking, but Johnson's not getting as much. The media's throwing it down. But amongst his peers, though, he's not getting as
just
much. Just
noticed something interesting that Rory McIlroy has his hat pulled down fiercely on his head compared to Victor Hovland. So I'm seriously, like, watch if they show Rory McIlroy.
It is. I can.
Yeah, like, look where the bottom of Hovland's hat is. It's not anywhere near his ears, really. And when they show Rory McIlroy, he's got that thing pulled down, like, as far as possible. Maybe it's affecting. Well, it hasn't affected his game so far because he's playing good, but. Oh, that.
Victor Hovland's actually shooting out of the bunker to the opposite side of where the.
He got lucky.
Hole
yeah,
is.
He got lucky there because, boy, you wouldn't get over that if you were. Shoot in the other direction. You might as well just pick it up and throw it.
So this may take him out of the...
This might cost him a shot here, possibly, depending on what happens here.
Yeah. That's unfortunate. That's just part of the...
Well, he got it out of there.
Off these tees. There's 100 and some bunkers there, I believe, at the course.
Yeah, he got it out of there.
Cameron Smith on his tee shot.
It was ugly.
Cameron Smith on a par 5, 14th. Looks pretty good. It's veering a little left. Well, it's skated across those bunkers. It looks like he's going to be all right, Tim.
I believe if I've read the rules correctly, Jeff, if they're tied after 18, they have a duel. And I don't know who's going to... They'll have to pick seconds for that, and that might get interesting.
Who's this? Oh, DJ.
Well, that means he's going to flub this shot, probably.
Oh, very nice shot. Wow, suck it, RNA. Suck that.
Oh, yeah, that was solid. That's got him a good chance at picking up a shot here.
It does. Okay, Victor Hovland with his third after pitching out of the bunker. Actually had to go backwards on that last hole or that last shot, Tim, just to get out of the bunker, that pop bunker.
He's got to make gravy here with this shot. This has got to be a
you don't want to lose.
Yeah, this has got to be a superb shot, or this may cost him whatever chances he's got of getting in a little closer to the leaders here.
It looks like he's going to at least have a chance at par, but.
Well,
more than likely.
That's a pretty long putt. I mean, it's doable, but that's going to take a pretty superb shot for that to go down.
Yeah. Now, Rory, just short of the fescue.
Oh, fescue. There's a word you don't hear often.
Tell you what, he's drove the ball really well all day. It's just he hasn't been able to make any putts. He's let Cameron Smith back in it.
You want me to kill all the golfers on the course?
And this ball is way left. Wow, he's gonna have a tough two putt after that.
Oh, Rory, Rory, Rory! That, yeah, no, that's gonna require some skills. Oh, and we're off to commercial on my beer commercial. Oh, split screen. Yep. We're saved.
Cameron Young, nice drive on the par 5 14th.
Well past the bunkers.
Anything can happen, Tim. 16th and 17th holes playing the toughest this week. Of course, 17's road, the famous road hole. Anytime you can get a par on that hole, it feels like a birdie, most of them say. So, should be interesting down the stretch. Bro. If, for some reason, Tim, there is a tie after 18, they go to a four-hole aggregate playoff, and those holes will be played on 1, 2, 17, and 18.
And when do they play it? Today or tomorrow?
They play it today. Today. That's why they started a little bit earlier than they did yesterday. It started about, it will be played.
Well, maybe
today.
That's why there's some pace involved here, too, because, I mean, like I said, it's what? 10:30, 11:30?
5:30 out there.
Yeah, so it's not, we're not in danger of losing daylight or anything, but
DJ for birdie. Little right to left, and he will curl it in.
Oh, and I wish I don't have the sound on. I wonder if they're forced to say something nice about him at this point. There's just utter silence. Not a word being said.
Like I said, yesterday is really that two-hole stretch on 13 and 14 where he three-putted and then made the bad decision to putt off the green and went into the bunker on the other side. It cost him probably three or four strokes, and if it weren't for that, he'd be right there putting the pressure on Smith and McIlroy, posting a low number. But that's kind of par for the – unfortunately, it's kind of par for the course for DJ, who usually has one – or two bad blemishes, and kind of he might be the Greg Norman, his mentor of his era, two majors.
Take it a little too seriously.
But he has put a good show on this week. Played really consistent for the most part. Yesterday, he's blemished. He shot a 71. Knew he was going to have to shoot in the 60s all week, but
60.
We're back now with
60 feet to the pin for McIlroy. He just needs
birdie. Oh, will it get there? Oh, man.
Oh, and just think, if he'd have had one more weedy, that would have went in. Oh, Rory, you skipped bicep day, you fool.
Okay, Cameron Smith with an all-important second, going to the par 5, 14.
That was an amazing putt, though. That was a well done by McIlroy there. Give credit where credit is due. Cameron whacks it. I don't know where that's going.
Oh, it looked like it was going to be pretty good for a while, but it actually went down the hill. But
that's
he'll be able to.
He's got a long way to go.
You know, Tim. 62 or 63 isn't out of the question for Smith.
That one,
right now he's 6 under.
That was an ugly shot, though, out there. That was not good. Well, here's somebody we haven't seen yet today.
Former Open winner, Shane Lowry.
Nice. He also...
Who would have thought he was on live.
He also looks like he's a little thick in the middle there. He's got the
hobbling for par.
He's got the West Virginia look going full with the beard and the belly.
All he needs now is a Mountain Dew and a pepperoni roll in his hand.
And we can make that happen.
Victor Hovland for his par save.
That is going to be costly. That may be the shot that
takes him out. Huh?
Yeah, barring somebody above him fumbling.
Cameron Young with his all-important second Looks like he's... Oh, don't go the... Looks like a pretty good shot, but don't go in the bunker. Oh.
Oh, he...
Looks like he's going to...
He got a bad... Oh, he got a horrible roll. Oh, horrible roll. Now he's got some work to do, but at least he didn't end up in the bunker, I guess, but...
He'll have that for eagle out of there, but he's going to have to make something happen. Two shots back, he's run out of holes. Jordan Spieth. Oh no. He almost, he's on the road. He's going to land on the road.
And right across the... Oh, and it falls in a divot on the golf, on the cart path. That was, ladies and gentlemen, that was ugly. As NBC gives us a stunning graphic here of something. I don't know what they're attempting because I don't...
Well, that's Road Hole, the famous Road Hole. They have to actually tee it off the and over the hotel, part of the hotel on 17, St. Andrews Hotel.
They must have stunning glass insurance at this St. Andrews Hotel. You gotta...
I'll tell you what, these fans are really wanting Rory to do it today, aren't they?
Well, I mean, he's as close to... You know, he's not British, but he's UK at least, so they'll take him.
Yeah.
And he is a popular guy anyway.
Yeah.
But like I said...
It's been 8 years since he won his last major.
See, just look how much ear he's got above the brim of his hat there. He's got, like, either that or he's got big ears. I don't know. He's got that hat on awful tight. Could cinch that baby up a notch or two.
It's hard to believe it's been that long since he won. He's had several top tens since in the majors and had a couple close calls. But, I never would have I thought when Nate and I were there at Valhalla that night, because it actually ended up winning in the twilight. It was pretty late there. He finished up on 18 and birdied the last hole to win by one stroke over Phil Mickelson. We thought for sure, we talked on the way home, man, he's going to win several more majors, and he just hasn't. So.
Well, he's infamous for, I mean, hasn't done it this week, but usually his first two rounds are garbage, and then he plays comeback and gets close but never wins. Or not never wins, but he ends up being two shots back of the leader or whatever. But this weekend, he has been steady all week. There's a lot of talk going on here. Cameron Smith has surveyed the hole.
In 2010, McIlroy shot a 63 to open up his career. And we'll get back to that in a moment.
That's an interesting look there, where they're showing what actually his line of sight to the pin. And he can see the flagstick, but he can't see the hole. So this is going to be an inch.
Right.
Yeah.
It looks like the hill's like 10 feet.
Yeah, it looks
there.
Huge from that view, but let's see where this goes on the overhead.
Okay. Nice. Very nice touch. And he's going to have a tap in for birdie to take the lead.
He's putting the pressure on. That was a nice shot. Very well done there, Cameron.
Yeah, and just a little bit more, Tim, that would have went off. You know, so you had to judge that pretty well from there.
And that's definitely a penguin on his shirt. I'm curious as to what the sponsorship is there, though.
Five straight birdies for Cameron Smith on the back. Wow.
And he gives a double middle finger salute to Rory McIlroy as he walks off the green.
I think he did the whole fan, every fan out there. Maybe Paul Azinger, too, because Azinger yesterday, Cam hit one. He had to stand up out of the bunker to hit one that was on the lip of the bunker, and Azinger said this is going to cost him his championship.
Cameron Young says, well, here you go. He's got a very doable tap in to pick up a shot as well. Not an entire gimme, but pretty close. Let's see if Rory feels the pressure here with his tee shot on 14.
Very nice tee shot. Give himself a chance.
Looks like a solid shot, yes. Over the bunkers. Well, lucky he missed that gigantic divot there behind the ball. I don't know what that was, but that'd have been a fun. Well, I mean, Rory's
now Fleetwood Mac.
Rory's been there. The pressure shouldn't get to him. I mean, that doesn't mean it won't, but it shouldn't.
Yeah, he hasn't won. Now, like I said, he hasn't won a while. He usually has one bad round, but he hasn't had a bad one this year.
It's Tommy Fleetwood. That's his name.
Tommy Fleetwood.
Okay, well, his name now is Mick Fleetwood. If he's going to be in the band, good God, I mean. Or Mac Fleetwood, that'd be pretty funny.
Cameron Young birdies, so he's within two of the other Cam Smith, and one behind McElroy.
Declare it jug.
So back here, what is it?
Declare it jug.
Back earlier, Tim, what I was talking about, in 2010, McElroy shot a 63 to open at St. Andrews. Second round, he shoots an 80. You got to remember, this is still early in his career. He's probably, I think he was in his early 20s maybe. And then he shot in the 60s on Saturday and Sunday. I think he finished tied for third. But in 2015, when they came back to St. Andrews, he had some type of accident playing some type of other game. I can't remember. You might want to fact check that. And he wasn't able to play in the British Open at St. Andrews, which broke his heart and many other hearts there in England and Ireland. And this week, he came back from finally play there. And, you know, Tim, he's never had a round in the 70s at St. Andrews. He's shot 60s six times, including three this week, and then the 80, but he never shot a 70. And right now, I think he's on pace for 70. Who knows? He could get a birdie or eagle here. But I just thought that was kind of interesting.
Hmm.
At St. Andrews, he's never shot in the 70s.
It's funny, you know, because he's been what seems like he's been around forever. But
yeah,
he's only 33. I mean, he's not even old. Not in definitely, and definitely not in not in golf standards. He's definitely not old. So.
Somebody was going to have to make a run, and Cameron Smith, like I said yesterday, he didn't putt the ball very well, and he made a couple mistakes. But he showed up today, seven under so far today. So good for him to at least make this worth watching. Hopefully, I'd like to see a playoff myself.
What year did you say you thought he was injured?
2015, when they came back to British Open, Rory at St. Andrews, Rory injured himself a little bit before the tournament. I can't remember exactly what he was doing. He injured his leg, and I think he was in a walking boot there for a little while. And he wasn't able to play at St. Andrews. And this was kind of after he won two tournaments or majors the year before. He won the British Open and the PGA the year before, but he was unable to play in that. Here's his second shot at the par 5, 14th. He's like leaning with it, asking it to come over a little bit, and he's going to have a difficult eagle putt or eagle chip.
Well, he's looking right at the flag, though, so he can at least see what he's up against, but or in the overhead, anyway. I don't know how much of a... That's doable, though.
Now, so were you able to figure out what he did to himself?
Well, it just said he injured a ligament in his ankle, but it doesn't say doing what, so it's probably with some hooker.
Oh, Cameron Smith finally has a blemish.
Oh, that's ugly. That just looks ugly even from the get-go. The lie is going to be all important here. Oh, boy. That's not going to be fun.
George Spieth's going to putt this off of the road.
Oh, I look forward to seeing that. Boy, why... I guess you got to assume that if you were to chip it, you're going to get a... Maybe too much bounce. Well, it wasn't.
Well, he might too much too much rock, maybe.
Oh, you get got a little bit of a roll back there. That's not so bad. What the hell are the greens made out of in this place? It doesn't even look like grass. Looks like weeds.
Yeah, the way we're downing these greens and the. They would not like to hear that us over there. This is shit over here.
Well, I care not what they like.
No, they take pride. They take pride in that type of thing.
Well, I will admit it definitely ups the challenge factor significantly because nothing is very flat but it's also ugly. Although I guess that's part of the charm of the course, I suppose, is that it's a little rough looking.
Rory missed some big opportunities on the front nine. Had some.
His putting let him down a little bit.
8 to 10 footers. Yeah, it did. Some 8 to 10 footers that he could have extended the lead out, but now he's in a dogfight now.
He's channeling Shooter McGavin right now. He appears to be bored out there.
Looking for that gold jacket. Shooter's gold jacket.
Mr. Happy Gilmore. So if he's Shooter McGavin, who's Happy Gilmore? Johnson, probably. Eh? He's the only one who knows.
Probably.
He's the only one who knows how to have any fun.
Right, yeah. There used to be a guy named Boo Weekly. He used to like to copycat Happy Gilmore, son. I don't know if you remember him or not.
Yeah, I guess there would have. Actually, the original Happy Gilmore, probably John Daly.
Two runner-ups since he last. Yeah, John Daly in these Zubaz pants.
Oh, Rory. Rory, who has only managed to make a gazillion dollars being second place.
Hovland with his eagle chip, not known for his chipping.
I'm known for my chip eating, let me tell you. World-class chip eater am I. Well, that was a pretty good shot.
Was it terrible?
No, that was all right.
Yeah, he's going to have something special coming in if he's going to have any shot.
It's going to take a pretty good putt to get to 16, but and he needs to do it, too, if he's running out of holes. So he's got to start putting the pressure on.
Got some hard holes coming up, too, 16 and 17, playing the toughest this week.
I'd just like to say, too, that Rory McIlroy's shoes probably cost more than what I made last year.
Kind of look like Forrest Gump.
Run, Rory, run.
Okay, he's got the putter out again.
Okay, Johnny.
Done that a couple times off the green.
See, like, it's funny because, like, where they're showing that view now, he looks like he's a mile away from the hole.
Well, he's got his work cut out for a birdie to tie Cameron Smith. Although Cameron Smith in some trouble, now we go to Cameron Smith, is second out of the fescue.
That's your word today, fescue. Oh, he's definitely in the fescue, yeah. And it's all dead. That fescue was Agent Oranged.
Well, okay, not a bad shot from there. That is a penguin.
It's definitely a penguin. We got to figure out who that, what that. Okay, well, he could. His job here now is just to save par. That's all he needs to do here, because there's a chance that Rory might drop a shot, possibly. Look at that club work there. He handled that club like he was just coming back to the wife from 2 months overseas.
Okay, Dustin Johnson, 14 over, or 14 under, I'm sorry, going to hit it over. Well, he's going to go hit to the left of the hotel.
Oh, I'm going to say here that I object to the line for the ball being black. I object to that. I just want to say there's no reason why that couldn't be rainbow colored for our LGBTQ friends.
Well,
I was throwing it out there.
PGA Tour. If it's a PGA Tour guy, it probably will be.
They must be. Well, it leaves me no choice but to suggest that the PGA could be racist, Jeff. I don't know what else to say. Haven't seen a black golfer out there either, by the by. So.
Well, I saw Harold Varner. I think he ended up at 8 or 9 under earlier.
Yeah, I won't.
Almost had an albatross.
Yeah, I won't say there wasn't one out there, but we didn't see one. They didn't get any TV time.
Hey, Rory for birdie to get within one. Oh, man. Just missing.
He's left the last two just not quite getting there. Oh, he looks like he just got, his wife just told him she was pregnant and he wasn't the father. As he put his hand over his mouth there.
He must have been watching Me, Myself, and Irene there when Jim Carrey. Oh, Cameron Young says he's not out of this yet either.
He says, hold my warm, stout beer as I... Yeah, no, that's a doable. That should get him to... He's putting the pressure on, and Rory's really got to be... Oh, there, that's a beautiful shot, eh? Look at that.
Yeah, Swillington Bridge, the hotel in the background.
Look at that hotel. More money spent on there than my entire family has made in its entire lifetimes. probably owned by the Saudis. It gets right down to it, probably. Or the Chinese, one of the two.
Hovland must have this birdie. No.
Well, he's, he really needed that, but as long as he still gets his par, he's still got a chance. He's a hole behind everybody else, so.
Cameron Smith for 6 in a row. Birdies in a row.
I said, he just has to make sure that he doesn't, like, make this so that his par is undoable.
Yeah.
He looks like a little tiny man out there. Oh, he went for the touch. He didn't hammer it. We'll
have some work left.
Yeah, that's not a, especially there, that's not a gimme. All right, well, we're going to do a quick pause here so this old man can go to the bathroom, and we'll be right back.
Quick commercial.
We'll be right back with more coverage. All right, we're back after that short break as I shook the dew off the lily, as they say.
Well, while you're away, Tim Cameron Young missed about a 5-foot birdie putt to possibly put himself in first place, pending what Cameron Smith does.
Well, what a putt.
What a putz after a bad putz.
Bad putz. Bad putz indeed. I'm getting betting commercials right now.
I'm getting Jack Nicklaus, St. Andrews commercials. Last major of the year, Tim, since the PGA was moved up from the August date to the May date. They have a major every month now in between April and July, with Masters starting April, then the PGA in May, then the U.S. Open in June, and now...
Never figured out why golf didn't go to a more year-round schedule, considering there's lots of places they could play in the winter months where it would still be plenty nice enough.
In January, they usually go to Hawaii for a couple of tournaments. They have that...
Yeah, but there's no reason why you couldn't play anywhere in Arizona or Nevada, any of those places. California, even, for that matter, still plenty nice in the "quote unquote" winter months.
Yeah. A lot of people think golf's over with, pretty much after the majors and the FedEx Cup tournament. But I think Tiger won a tournament back in 2019 in Japan to tie the record, or to maybe either tied Sam Snead or he passed him. I believe it was in November or December of.
Well, we've got
19,
the Ryder Cup is in September, right?
Right.
In Wisconsin, I believe, if I remember correctly.
You know, it was in Wisconsin last year.
Oh, okay. That's completed tournaments. That's not...
I think the next one's going to be in Europe somewhere.
Because all they've got here on the board is... we've got the FedEx in August, BMW, and then the Tour Championship is at the end of August. I don't know if they got anything else happening after that or not. There must be something. Golf never entirely stops.
No.
I mean, pro sports don't anymore for the most part. Except unless you like football, when you get a drought.
Hammer Smith par got his par putt. Tricky par putt. He remained the leader. He's on 16. You don't want to hit this right because it's OB over there. It looks like he's taking that out of play and going with the iron. And he's aiming left, which is smart. And he's going to be in the middle of the fairway, ways back from the green, but should be able to get there with a pretty good iron shot.
Interesting choice of the iron there. I think I would have went with a frying pan myself. That damn penguin.
Could have went for it.
Open Sky Group, and then the penguin. I don't know what was with the penguin. Like that's crazy. I gotta look that up. I gotta figure out what the hell who sponsors this guy. Cause that penguin's getting on my nerves. Just cause I don't understand.
Cameron Young.
Whack.
Well, he's a little bit more aggressive with his takes driver out, although he's two shots back and missed a short birdie putt last time. Now here's McIlroy out of the fescue at 15. Going to have to make something happen if he's going to catch Cameron Smith.
Not exactly the course where you want to push the boundaries, though. Because you could end up really costing yourself. Although, I guess if you're going to lose, you might as well lose by two shots as opposed to one, right?
Right.
I mean, it ain't about the money for the couple of these guys. McIlroy definitely being one of them.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we're trying to kind of hard on anybody's live approach. Do you think they're going to give live guys some points?
Well, I tell you what,
world ranking points.
If they don't, I assume we will immediately see a lawsuit.
Okay, from Johnson's position there, that was his third shot where he hit it in the rough off the fairway. That was a really good shot. And now, because he would have had to win over a bunker there to really go
for
it.
He's going to have to do some.
He'll have that for par.
He's going to have some work to do to par that, though.
Jordan Spieth to finish his round with birdie. And did not get there. He finishes with a 12 under 68 today.
And that probably cost him $50,000, that missed putt.
Probably did.
Or more, depending on the final outcome. Well, it would have moved him up a notch. He would have got out of the whatever he was tied for there. He would have been up one more. Now he's tied with somebody else, so that's going to mean a cut into the money. We'll have to see when we wrap up. We'll have to see what the actual payout was.
Yeah. That'd be interesting. I'd say, like you said, it probably might have been a $20,000, $30,000.
It definitely cost him something because one spot up there that high up at the top. Because like above him, up so far 1-6, we've got nobody sharing. They're not cutting into the prize money so far. Because we got nobody tied in the top six.
Okay. Cameron Smith. Okay. Not a bad approach shot to the green.
Yeah, he's all right. I just read that if Dustin Johnson's going to take his prize money, and he's going to donate it to the PGA Lawyers Fund.
With the money he got from Liv, he probably could.
You know, wouldn't that be hilarious if he's going to, I mean, I don't know what he's going to get, probably a couple $100,000, I'm going to guess. Wouldn't that be funny if he went on television and said, I'll donate this to charity because I really don't need it. I don't know why I don't need it. You guys can do some investigative research into why I don't need this prize money.
Well, considering his last match or his tournament at LIV, he made over $2 million finishing third. So here's his par putt to save par at the brutal 17th hole he did yesterday. And just misses it to the left and is going to have a tap in for bogey to fall to 13 under in a tie with Tommy Fleetwood and Brian Harman. First bogey today, but he just didn't get off to a good start like he did. Then he had some birdie putts that just came up short.
He needs to get himself a putting coach. Him and Rory, him and Rory both, their short game has not been spectacular today. But again, we're on a course that does not really lend itself to the putt too much. Pretty wobbly out there. So here's Rory. He's got to try to save par here.
I tell you what, these fans have been pleading for him to get something going. He just hasn't really been, other than the par.
I mean, he's potentially dropped three shots where he's had three birdie putts that have been in the ballpark, but haven't fallen for him.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's just, you got to make putts on this course. I mean, if you're going to win and put up a low number, I mean, and it was out there for the taking today. Cameron Smith went out to do it. Tell you what, Cameron Young had a great opportunity to put some pressure on Cam Smith and McElroy, and he just hit a bad shot there.
I just saw, Jeff, that apparently there's baseball on TV today.
Yeah, wow.
Isn't that crazy? I have no idea where you go to watch it, but apparently it's on.
You know, I just wonder if the ratings are still bad.
I know they are. I don't even have to look.
I watched a little bit last night. The Yankees destroyed the Red Sox last night. They were 10-run ruled them.
I did see that Aaron Judge is on pace to 33 home runs at the All-Star break, I believe it was. Once breaking some Yankee record of some sort, or tying, I think it's something Mickey Mantle, I believe it was, or something like that, I saw yesterday.
Yeah.
Let's see, sports ratings for last week here. I'll tell you in a second. In a quiet time here. Here's a putt from Mr. Cameron Young. You know, he came darn close to sinking that, considering he couldn't see the hole.
Yeah, he really needed a birdie on that, and because Smith and McElroy is really going to have to drop one for have a bad hole for him to have a chance. And like, as we say, he's running out of holes at 16, so he's only got two holes really make something happen, and the par 4-17 is really difficult to get a birdie on. So
what's really jumping out at me on these ratings is that I know the WNBA is in full swing, and they didn't even dent the basketball ratings. The Summer Pro League is getting better ratings than the WNBA gets. That's gotta hurt.
Wow.
I mean, the WNBA All-Star game got 700,000 people to watch it on a Sunday afternoon.
Man.
And the Big Three basketball on CBS, whatever that is, got 625,000. So, you know, that's pretty bad when your All-Star game can't compete with some junk big, you know, three-on-three league that probably has people we've never heard of in it.
All right, Cameron Smith for birdie at 16. Looks like about a 25, 30 footer uphill. Looks like it's going to be going from his left to the right.
He's thinking about it on my screen. I know you've probably seen the putt already go, but he's still thinking about it. Still thinking about it. There it goes. There it goes. So, well, not a bad effort.
The important thing is he still has the lead.
He didn't cough it up. He's still savable par. That's really his job here, is to not give up a shot. At least if he's going to get caught, he's got to make the other guys earn it. He's a very brave choice with the white pants today.
It remains one up on Rory McIlroy. You know, I wonder if people on Twitter was given NBC a hard time about not showing Johnson, because it seems like when we were talking about it there a while, they start showing a little bit.
You never know. It's like I said, I mean, nobody's going to convince me that that is not a conscious choice on their part to not bring him up as, or to bring him up as little as possible.
Because we talked, it's a shame they didn't, he didn't have a chance to win, but there'll be other tournaments.
Well, he's still going to take some of the prize money.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And that's,
yeah, he's probably going to say, this is 10% of what I made last time.
Let's see if we can, anybody's chirping about the golf coverage.
Okay, here he is on, since we're speaking of, off the tee, it's Wilkin Bridge, the hotel in the background. More than likely, he made the green here on Thursday with his drive. We'll see what happens today.
He spanked it, but where it went is a good question.
Yeah, he's going to leave a little bit short, but he's going to have a good shot to get birdie. It's back to 14 under after the bogey on 17.
So there's a lot of complaining on Twitter about the amount of commercials, which I've got to be honest, I didn't think it'd been that bad so far. I mean, there's been commercials, but I mean, they got to, I mean, there's going to be commercials. They got to pay for it. I mean, a lot of complaining about Paul Azinger sucking.
You know, I got mixed feelings on him. Sometimes he hits it on the head, and then there's sometimes I don't know where he's at.
I don't know. See, like, I don't have the sound on, but apparently a lot of people complaining that there's been a lot of talk about how much smarter British fans are than U.S. fans.
So Cameron Smith hits it into the fairway a little ways back. This is a long par 4, or a 17th hole. Just misses a divot. Wow, lucky.
Why does NBC golf coverage suck? Do they have a running bet to show the least amount of live shots possible? A lot of people complaining about the amount of commercials. Hmm. Yeah, well, there we go. If you're not going to show guys from the Saudi tour, then you shouldn't be allowed to cover a major golf championship.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, if you're the Open, I mean, see, like there.
You want to show everybody?
That looks, yeah. See there, that fairway there looks like it was just attacked by locusts. That's a hot, God, just horrible. Just horrible. It's just in, Knott's Berry Farm Amusement Park in California forced to close after gunshots and fights erupt at the park. Jesus. Welcome to America.
Seems like this is happening on Sunday a lot. Saturdays and Sundays.
I don't know what's going on in the world, but it ain't good. Oh, Hovland, you've just destroyed whatever chances you had. They're done. That's a lot of work from the rough there. Well, not the rough, but just his ball just keeps going. It's got a mind of its own. It's headed to the 18th hole watering hole for a beer.
All right, Rory, with this approach to the green, has to have something special here to get within Cameron Smith. And, I don't know where. Well, he'll have about a 25-footer for birdie.
Oh, he was lucky there that he got he had a good spin on that ball. That was headed to the bunker. But he's got some work to do. We only got six guys left. They're gonna be forced to show Dustin some more because there's nobody left golfing.
And another commercial.
Supposedly, the last 30 minutes of the telecast are supposed to be commercial free, but I'm not buying that because I think we're into that territory already.
You're way into it.
Let's see what else is going on.
I don't think there was an F1 race on today. The good old boys, I believe they may race today.
I don't even know. You know, kind of lost touch again the last day or two.
Well, you know, we were talking about not too long ago, this is a dead period for sports. All you, I mean, no offense to Bogus with baseball, but
we've got it's just Formula E racing is on CBS as we speak. We've got the stunning and much-watched WNBA on ABC. Big Three basketball is on CBS after the Major League Fishing is on right now.
Nate Bush's TBT's been on.
I don't know. We got track and field is on next on NBC. The World Athletic Championships, which, yeah, maybe. We got drag racing on Fox at 4 o'clock your time. I don't see any NASCAR anywhere, at least on the network television.
They've been coming on later.
Unless it's quite a bit later. And I don't see any on my... Yeah, there's not even... Oh, IndyCar Racing is on at... Well, that's for 8 o'clock your time, but that's on... I don't even know if that's live. That might be... I don't even see baseball here anywhere. Like, where's Sunday night baseball? There's nothing. That's odd. Usually, I mean, baseball. Are they in the All-Star break for baseball?
They are. This coming week, it will be All-Star break. Usually, it's already happened, but where they started late, it's going to be this week.
Well, that's not good. So, there's no baseball. Boy, that's... Man, if you're today's the day to catch up on your streaming shows. If there's anything you like watching, or if you have internet access, you just head on over to Pornhub. Oh, I mean, it's a good way to pass 10 minutes. Okay, Hovland he's just given up apparently.
Okay, Cameron Smith. His approach to the par 4 17th hole green, and oh no, did he? Oh, I thought he was going to hit it in the bunker, but that hole location is terrible. I'd say, Tim, there hasn't been many birdies.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's got some serious work to do to save par on this hole.
He sure does.
Because that's going to take some doing. He's gonna have to bring out the magic wand there, because boy, that did not look good from the view I saw. And then Rory's got a little bit of perhaps a bit of breathing room here if he screws up and can save par at least. This is time for the birdie right here. This is where he needs to sink this.
He likes it.
Just an inch in the other direction, and that thing falls in the hole. He has just had no luck putting here the last three or four holes.
Cameron Young, now he's going to have to be a little bit more aggressive than what Cameron Smith was, because he's a couple behind. But if Smith would happen to bogey and he could actually manage a birdie here,
he could get right back in her.
He could tie it. And whoa, wow. Very nice shot. 15 feet for birdie at
The
dreadful par 4 17.
That was a rainbow of a shot there. He looks...
All right, DJ, for birdie to get to 14 under.
And to get a couple of extra bucks to give to the charity.
Oh, man. Misses it a little bit to the left. It's been about his MO all day. Just missing it a little bit. But he's going to finish in the top five.
Still a pretty
round of 69 today.
Pretty solid effort for a guy who doesn't really even need to be out there. Well, he doesn't. I mean, financially, he's set.
Yeah, it's just for glory now. This is a tournament he's been close
to. Well, I got to tell you, if I'm him, I take my family over to England, I golf for 4 days, and I take my paycheck from this that I don't need. And I go wherever I wanted to go in Europe, I'm going there. Because I don't imagine I don't know if the next LIV event is, but...
I believe it's another couple weeks, maybe.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm going to... I don't even know what the deal is with the LIV. Like, are they, like, I've never heard anybody say it. Do they have to be at every event? Like, is there any opting out every once in a while,
I
or?
believe that they have to play in all the tournaments. That's part of the
That's part of the, well, I mean,
money
it
up
should be
front.
for the amount of money you got paid, but
Yeah. But they next year they're extending the tournaments. I think they're
let's
having
see if I can.
four more than
Let's
what
see
they
what the
usually have,
LIV
so.
schedule is, and if at some point I keep waiting for, like, when are they going to get on television? Like, there, I mean, there is a window right now of not a lot of sports, so you'd.
I'm surprised Fox hasn't picked them up yet. I guess they just want to see what happens with some things, so.
Here we
Okay,
go.
very risky putt there by Cameron
Oh
Smith.
boy.
And he's going to have that.
I still got some work to do. He could drop a shot here possibly.
Oh, yeah. We could have a, if Cameron Young makes his birdie, we could have a three-way tie for first.
Yeah, the next LIV event is July the 29th. And
A couple weekends
that should
away.
and it should really get the people pissed off because it's from the Trump National Golf Club. So that should piss some people off. And then they don't play again until September. In Bo September in Boston, middle of September in Chicago, then off to Bangkok in October. And then in Saudi Arabia, and then in Miami. So there's only two in September and three in October coming up.
I think two of the tournaments at Trump's courses is the one in Miami is a Trump is it Trump National, the Big Blue Monster at Doral. Remember they used to play there
Yeah.
some? So I believe that's Trump National in Florida.
Well, if I'm the Saudis, I'm putting it in places just to piss people off. Well,
Right,
I'm
McIlroy
sure that's
at
somewhere.
Road Hole for his tee shot.
Well, he's got to make something happen here pretty quick.
Yeah. Started out left, but it's coming back. And it's going to be pretty good shape there, Tim.
Once again with that racist black line on my screen. Yeah, let's look at that golf course. I mean, that looks like somebody, looks like Woodstock after it was over. God awful. Just horrific. England, do better.
Cameron Young for birdie.
Really put the pressure
Ooh.
on.
You got to hit it, Cameron. You got to hit it. Can't leave it short
Yeah,
on
is
that.
there anything
You're
worse than
down.
leaving it, 3 inches
Yeah,
from
you
the
can't.
hole?
Yeah, you can't leave it short.
He's got those
Okay,
designer,
though, but he's still not out
yeah,
of it. Still not
he's
out.
got those designer sweat dress pants on today.
Cameron Smith really need. I mean, Cameron Young and really needs Cameron Smith to bogey this to have a shot.
Hovland's just going through the motions now as his chances are
Yeah,
gone.
he's just got to hope to finish in for a top five now.
He pretty much doesn't want to drop any further and share some prize money.
Hey, Cam Smith for par. Wow, balls of steel, Tim. Big time par putt.
As I like to say, nuts of titanium, Jeff. Hell with steel. Titanium is the new.
Nuts of titanium.
I'll tell you what, that was a pressure putt, and that might have won him. That might have won him the tournament right there.
It may have.
Because if he ends up tied, then it's who knows what's going to happen. But he's got what? He's
Right,
got
right.
what? One hole to go?
He's got one hole to go. It's a drivable
So really,
par four.
all he needs to do is make par. It's in his hands now. He can't. He,
Yep.
if he, if he doesn't win, it's going to be because he chokes it. He's
Now
going.
he's going for it. Now he a lot of them thought he might go with an iron, but he's actually going to drive this to try to. And I think that's the right move because if you play too conservative, McIlroy can make it
Well, you've
make it to the 18 on one shot. So
I don't know what they're talking about because I can't, of course, got no sound on. But you would think they would put up on the screen, okay, what's he done? What's he done his last three trips to 18? Like, you know, because you should play that hole exactly how you've been playing it, unless you've been playing it badly.
Right.
I mean, then you might change your approach, but otherwise.
They may show it here in a little bit.
Like I said, they may be talking about it, and they're just not.
Tim, who was the last Australian to win the British Open?
I have. Was it Greg Norman?
It was.
I was about to say I have no idea, and then I realized how stupid that was. Okay, we've got a new nickname. It's Cameron Titanium Testicle Smith.
he showed him on that par putt.
Steel balls. That's just for average guys.
Titanium nuts.
Titanium nuts.
What the fact he's taking out driver here. Oh, the Masters champion finishes with a 74, two over.
The British crowd goes, who the hell are you? And nice hairpiece. What? Oh, dude, you got to give up that haircut. Put that hat.
Okay, so, Tim, they answered your question here. Birdie, par for Cameron Smith throughout the tournament.
Okay, so then he needs to play this hole exactly how he's been playing it, because if he takes a par, he should win. Barring some serious amount of work from Mr. McIlroy, who is a hole behind him, of course. Well, don't show him. Show the goddamn ball, you morons. Well, that looked like it was a pretty good shot.
Yeah, he's
on the.
Want to have a chance to get a birdie?
Yeah, he's on the green there. If his second shot is a good one, he should have a chance for birdie at a very easily doable par. Oh, he felt good about that. He cracked a bit of a smile there.
Now Cameron Young's got to be thinking eagle here.
He's got to be able to drive the green. He's
got to
go for it. Oh, he didn't like something. He backed off. Somebody called him a git.
Oh. Stay up there. Stay up. Wow.
Oh, and he said, hold my drink. And
I just think if he birdies that last putt.
And got close. A great tee shot on 18 for him.
So he'll have that for eagle.
And he needs to make it.
McIlroy, his second at 17.
160.
Oh, damn.
161
damn.
To the pin. That's straight as an arrow.
That's the kind of shot that legends could be made of here.
That's a good shot. That's leaving himself a shot at it anyway, although his putting has been not too great, so. And I'm gonna go for the bad joke of the week. I heard a rumor about Tommy Fleetwood. He never stops believing. Well, that's about all I got. Well, maybe his wife's name is Rihanna.
Thunder happens.
Only happens at the British Open. If you got blood money from the Saudis, you're at home.
You just wonder, though, if Johnson tells some of these guys, hey, $175 million up front, $150 million up front.
This is the shit, man. What are you guys doing? You guys are packing your luggage and headed to some other shithole on a plane tomorrow, and I'm going to go spend some of this money. I don't even know what the hell to do. I might come with you guys just for something to do. Leave Paulina at home.
Tiger insinuated in his press conference that these guys never played and never may not get to play in majors.
Well, As I suspect, if that happens, I think you're definitely going to see some lawyers pony up to the table, because there's nothing.
You see as many defectors.
Well, there's nothing in, from what I had read, there's nothing in those exemptions that even suggest or hint at the fact that you have to keep playing on the PGA Tour. In fact, I would argue that there are plenty of guys who don't have PGA cards who still get to play in majors because they've got, you know, like a guy like, you know, some of the older guys that get to play that certainly don't have the, like, I don't think that being an active PGA member has anything to do with your 10-year exemption for winning the Masters. I mean, are they trying to say that if you were, I don't know, you pulled one out in your late 30s or something, and then didn't really golf anymore or quit, that you can't come play anymore, that your exemption's no good? Like that's gonna be a tough thing to prove. In I don't like their chances, and I would think if I'm the PGA or any of the majors, I don't want the lawyers to get involved in anything. It's a bad look.
Yeah, it's. But I mean, they might be in a year or two war on.
Well, and then
might be granted injunctions,
yeah,
and things
yeah,
like that
what,
to be able to
what
play
happens
and all
while
that.
It's in court? I mean, are you gonna? You're probably going to be able to talk somebody into saying that, okay, well, you can't. As long as this is under legally being worked out, they should be allowed to play. I mean, does the PGA want to get drugged to the International Court of Sport, like some of the Olympic shit does? And like, I don't think you want to go down that road. Plus, it's going to cost money too. And they claim they don't have any, so.
All right, McIlroy for his birdie at 17.
Oh, we got the good split screen going where we got both guys on the screen. Somebody's not doing the...
Man, had to have it.
And he left it just short again. Boy, they probably need to talk to Rory McIlroy's wife. Because he's just...
All right, Cameron Smith with his eagle putt.
He's just shy of the hole quite a bit. His wife's probably not very happy at home. Cameron Smith, feeling the pressure or not?
Wow.
Well, that was an absolutely...
Yep, okay.
That was an absolutely spectacular putt, and that should get it done.
It should get it done.
Barring a flub here.
Yep. Now, Cameron Young will have this for eagle to tie Smith before Smith's birdie putt. So Smith left about 2 or 3 feet short. Definitely a good lag putt from where he was at. Smith makes this. McIlroy has to have an eagle to be able to tie and go to a playoff. I tell you, McIlroy, what do you think? Smith went out and won this, or McIlroy lost it, or
well,
a combination
he's,
of both?
I say, I mean, well, he's left what? At least 5 putts where he could have picked up, you know, even if he hits even 2 of them, he's in good shape or tied or ahead. I would have to say Rory, he didn't choke, but he didn't quite get it done.
Cameron Young with an eagle to tie Cameron
Smith.
Oh,
and he drops it in, and oh, there's some pressure golfing there. And now McIlroy's really... got to get it done, or he's wow. So he's got a hole left to get the lead.
Well, Smith has a birdie putt to go to have the lead by 1 going into the clubhouse, and then McIlroy is going to be 2 shots back if Smith makes his birdie putt. So
now the press. So this
Smith
is.
Smith has to birdie this to have the lead.
This is when you hope you're not a scoreboard watcher, because I don't want to know what that other guy just did.
Okay, so
pressure's on. Cinderella story, out of Canberra. Oh, and he steps up and puts it down like a pro. Oh, and did he just swear on national television?
It looked like he said fuck.
That's what I thought. Let's have a look at the replay. Fuck you is what it looked like. Absolutely spectacular. Well done.
It did look like
that. That's what it looked like. She just said F you to somebody or something.
Wonder who he was saying it to.
Oh, maybe just his, in general, his critics was, yeah, you guys didn't think I could hold on to
this? Well, yesterday they were saying that after he made that bad play that he wasn't going to win. So now McElroy, it's set up. He has to have an eagle, so he's going to have to drive the green here to give him a good shot.
Rory, Rory. No whammies, Rory.
Best case scenario would be
see him
to hold it out, which, you know, would be very difficult to do. But, oh, man. I can't believe he left that short that much. Did he not use driver on that, Tim? I couldn't tell if he had the driver or a free wood.
Let's go back
out
to the replay here.
Maybe he was scared to use the driver in fears of hitting it over the green, but
well,
I think this is a combination of both, Tim. He was down four going into it.
Well, that looks like a driver.
He shot a 64.
I think he just choked a tiny bit on that last shot.
Yeah, left it short.
You know, again, his wife will be on Sports Illustrated on ESPN tomorrow. Yeah, he's had a terrible week in the bedroom too, guys. Well, that wasn't, his shot was about the same. So maybe that wasn't. Maybe he just isn't a good enough driver to get it any further.
Well, he's got to hold this out.
Oh, you got to go for it now. Now you got to do Kevin Costner tin cup. He's got to go for it, and who cares? I mean, I said you. Well, it depends on why you play. Some of the guys.
Yeah. I'm going to
care about the score. If it's me, I want to win, right? So I got to go for it. And if that means an absolutely horrific second shot here, I don't care. Okay, you morons. Settle down, you lemmings. Oh, they wouldn't let him across the bridge, eh? This is the difference.
Whoa.
This is the difference between America and England. Because if three guys in red shirts tried to stop a crowd of Americans from going across a tiny little bridge like that, they'd get mowed down.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
And then there'd be a lawsuit afterwards.
Oh, wow.
Rory.
You guys are jumping over the burn.
Yeah,
so.
Rory, he's strutting like he's a winner, but, yeah, well, it's all a whole, 3 feet? And there's barely any.
I tell you, I kind of think he lost. I mean, Cameron Smith did shoot a 64, but all McElroy had to do was, I mean, he missed a lot of birdie putts. I guess it's a combination of both when you break it down, really.
Oh, no,
not to say he can't make this, but he's going to have to. He would have been right there, so.
Yeah, I lost you there for a second, but I got you back.
Okay.
Did your screen just freeze for a second? I think my internet. I think my internet had a hiccup there because my television screen froze there for a second too.
McElroy's still doing his power walk.
Well, I said that the crowd behind him reminds me of it looks like welfare check day at the shop. Like they're. Somebody up at the front there's just yelled out that it was Friday and everybody's coming for their check.
First week of the month is usually pretty good down at the shop.
Well, I think that is a world. Well, I shouldn't say worldwide. That is a very much a North American thing because you can. There are certain places where I live too where if you went down there you could tell what day the checks come out because the lower. I don't want to speak ill of anybody, but there is a certain element that becomes visible at that time of the month. Well, Rory, I don't like your chances here, my friend. And I got to say, a small part of me is not that upset. that.
Well, this is when Phil Mickelson takes the 30-1 bet that he holds it out.
This is where Phil comes streaking out of the gallery with an LIV sign on, spray painted on his chest, and throws himself over top of the 18th hole. No, what would be better is if it was going in and it's some soddy looking guy in a toga comes running out and kicks the ball. A missile strike on the 18th hole. Drone strike. I'd pay to see that.
All right, Victor Hovland puts it 60 yards from the hole.
Going to give Rory a little bit of look.
He's going to end up in the Valley of Sin. Ooh. Valley of Sin.
That's gotta hurt.
Okay, McIlroy's.
Luckily, he had nothing at stake, really. So
he's gonna chip this one. He's not gonna putt it.
Well, there's no way. I'm calling.
He's gotta make it.
I'm gonna call it right now. There's no way. He'll be lucky if he gets within 5 feet of the hole.
Man.
And I called that because he wasn't even close. That was a horrific effort.
Oh, out comes Greg Norman giving Cameron Smith Australian hugs.
Right now, the camera goes in his face. Cameron, what are you going to do? I'm going to join the LIV. Fuck Disney. I ain't going to that woke shit hole.
Well, you know, Tim, last when DJ won the Masters in 2020, Smith, I think, finished second. He's been close the last few years, and today he went out and took the claret jug, shooting a 64, no bogeys. There he had a stretch, I believe, made five birdies in a row.
So how do the English feel? Are they okay with an Aussie, or would that Northern Islander have been better?
Oh, you know, McIlroy winning, they was all behind him. Winning, so I think Adam Scott's there to give his fellow Aussie a hug there. So
that's pretty that nice guy, the engraver, under a lot of pressure. How the hell do you spell Cameron? Smith, you can't. You can't get.
He
wrong.
Probably had McIlroy already written in at the start of the day, probably.
I'm surprised that they did. Well, I guess they can't really. I was gonna say I'm surprised it's not like the draft where they got like seven jerseys with seven names on them, depending on who's available when they pick. Poor Victor Hovland has to bother with this after all the anticlimactic of... Well, that was a nice attempt there at the end. You could have used that the shot before. He too, you know, he cost himself... He wasn't going to win, but he cost himself a couple of shots easily in the last couple of holes where
he didn't
do so well.
Yeah. Well, we get a tie for fourth. You know, the rules now... Tim, right now, or that the, I think top 11 or top 12 get to come back next year to the British Open. So right now, Johnson would be welcome back. He's going to finish tied for sixth with Brian Harman. But we just wonder if they're going to, as we talked earlier, would they change the rules?
Yeah, they were just offering him an LIV contract right there. He liked the amount of zeros on that. He nodded yes.
McIlroy goes from first to third on the last day.
Rory just
shoots a disappointing 70.
Yeah, not his best effort today. I mean, he was 18 under. You can't argue with that at the British Open.
They answered my question earlier. He finally shot in the 70s.
Rory, you know, for a guy who's only 33, he looks like he's about 43. Already going gray,
yeah.
Going gray already a little bit there above the ears. Oh, go sit down, Rory. You didn't win. You didn't even play second. Go sit down.
Cameron Smith's drinking the, looks like a Bud Light.
Let's see. I mean, he's Australian. It should have been a Foster's, but.
It might have been, maybe. I don't know.
It might have been because it's got
went back and,
it got ER on the last, where the last two letters on that, whatever it was.
It did, yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
I'm not sure what, I couldn't tell you what the beer cans look like these days. I don't know, so.
Now Bryson DeChambeau finished in the top 10 too. He's another LIV golfer. He can't. He posted a good score.
They won't get their checks today. You watch. They're gonna stiff those guys. I want to see the total prize money was $14 million. So I want to see what the actual payout ends up being.
And did you say that he actually said F you after
played
that last birdie putt?
I'm quite sure that's when I looked at the replay. He definitely said.
I wonder who he meant it for. I wonder what Twitter's saying about it right now. I bet you people.
Yeah, I'll have to check that. I got this beautiful, this is the great thing about having a PVR, that you can just go backwards and rewatch what you want to rewatch. So I'm going to go back one more time. Just double check.
Jeff's going to have to get his old TV back, or new TV.
I'm going to have to. I think what I might do here is I might turn the sound on and see if they say anything. There's no way they're going to pretend that never happened. Let's get back here now. Where is he? Here comes Rory. Yeah, no, he quite clearly, it's definitely, if it wasn't FU, I don't know what it was. Now he's Australian.
They were on him yesterday for some of his decision making, especially on the one hole where I was told you had to hit out like a baseball out of the bunker. He had to stand in the bunker and hit it off the lip of the bunker. They told him he should just putt it out to the fairway.
I'm going to guess that might have been just a generic F you to all the people who said I couldn't do this or whatever, and blah, blah, blah.
It would be pretty cool if he did say, I'm joining LIV.
F the PGA. I mean, what a round. I mean,
tell you what, 64
eight,
on Sunday,
eight birdies,
any major.
Eight birdies today for him. Getting her done.
Five in a row from 10th to the 14th hole. That's where he won it, I believe.
Well, how do you find out the prize money for this shit event?
It might be a little bit.
Yeah, I guess they got to sit down and figure out, okay, who's tied and all that nonsense and how are we dividing this up. Because it does matter. If there's guys that are tied, then they got to change the format a tiny bit so that they both get the same, and then that affects everybody else down the line, I believe. Well, that was quite the event, Jeff. Some solid golf. I will say, though, I do say that there was no good-looking women the entire telecast.
They ever showed any?
Never,
Tiger wasn't out there.
Never, you know, they didn't even have anybody on the broadcast team, although I never saw, you know, that's something else, too. I never saw a single person who was actually covering this event, never saw any faces. It was always...
You know, usually you see that.
Yeah, and there was nothing.
CBS, maybe NBC's coverage needs to pick up their game a little bit.
Yeah, well, let's go to the Twitter quick before we call it a day here and see what...
Okay, here it is. Let's see what he says here. Yeah.
Yeah, that was too far away to tell.
I believe you're right.
But I'm pretty sure that was a. Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
it was,
I believe
it was an F bomb. Maybe it was F yes, but it was. Yeah, no, it was F you. I don't care what anybody says. Oh, there we get some ugly telecasters. And he swore, and that's just wrong. And he should be canceled immediately. He better apologize for that, Jeff, or cancel culture might get him. Let's see if I can... See, now, if the press was doing their job, they'd ask him. You know, we see you dropped an F-bomb there when you made that last putt. Was that at anybody particularly, or... Just just a celebration to all your haters. One of the best.
You got to give it to him. This ball striking was outstanding.
Yeah, that was
today.
One of the best rounds in British Open history, probably.
Yeah.
Right up there. Anyway.
I think Norman shot a 64 when he came back to beat Faldo in '93. So another 64 today from an Aussie. Very impressive.
I mean, that is a record for overall score, minus 20. Didn't know that, but I just read that.
Yeah,
now.
He broke Tiger's record.
Oh, we can't have that.
At St. Andrews. Now, the aggregate score, Henrik Stenson has that with a 267 in 2016, but the par there was like a par 71. Here it's a par 72. So.
Yeah, not a...
Or minus 17, I think he was minus 17, Stenson was when he won. And when him and Phil Mickelson had their duel.
So this guy, I don't know who Brendan Quinn is, some sports writer for The Athletic. He just wrote, so Smith wins the Players. He then goes to the home of golf and rips the heart out of the PGA's golden boy to win the British Open. Who knows what's next? He might be the greatest golf villain of all time.
Now, is he a Liv? Now, Smith, is he going? Is there talks he's going to go to Liv?
Well, I don't know, but you got to assume somebody's going to bring it up.
Yeah. Maybe, and he may. It'd be interesting to see if he would mention something about Greg Norman. About, I don't know. We'll see.
We've got a lot of people on here saying that he won it and Rory didn't throw it away, but I think it's a bit of both.
Yeah. Rory didn't do enough. He did. I mean, it's the first time ever he shot in the 70s. Usually he shoots in the 60s there, and I kind of think, you know, in some way he choked it. But shooting a 64, you got to give Cameron Smith his due too. So.
As they're saying here, a lot of people are saying he has now surpassed Greg Norman as golf's biggest Australian villain.
I never thought Norman was a villain, but
but that's all recently too. This LIV stuff doesn't happen. Nobody's talking about that. But and somebody, let's see, I got to check out this bet. Somebody just won a 600. Well, that's not the 680 pounds. That's about what? $1,500. Okay, that's not that big a bet, buddy. I mean, good for you, but. Apparently, there's a picture of him in the winner's room there sitting on a couch, but he's got a phone to his lip. The memes have already started. LIV Golf? Question mark, question mark. You got to figure, I mean, if they haven't taken a run at him already, they're probably going to offer him some money. Whether he takes it or not's another story. But.
Oh, yeah.
But, full marks to him. He said he certainly didn't fall into the win. Definitely earned
it. He went
and
took it. I mean, he won by two strokes still yet, so I kind of shooting a 64, so. And he came in down four, so.
Cinderella story out of Brisbane. And a tiny guy. I thought he did look a little tiny. He's 5'11", but he only weighs 170 pounds, which is nothing. If you're 5'11", you know, not a very big guy. But can golf, so you gotta. To think, you know, he missed the cut at the U.S. Open. Two tournaments later, and he's cashing in for the big bucks.
Rory talked about how close he's been, but.
Disgruntled McIlroy jumps to LIV.
Yeah,
wouldn't that? Oh, can you imagine?
I think the PGA would fold up.
Well, like I said, he's their golden boy right now because he's their big face. They lost. I mean, Tiger is still the man, but they can't get him out there on the weekend. They got to come up with a Tiger exemption where he just gets. Par for the first two rounds so he can golf on Saturday and Sunday.
I'd give him some pretty good ratings, but unfortunately.
Well, now, really, too, you know, if you are the PGA right now, I think you got to look at that. I think you got to figure out a way, okay, we can't get him in. He isn't good enough or still hurt or whatever's going on with him, a combination of all of it probably. How did we get Tiger into some tournaments that we can get on television besides pro-ams and this sort of thing? Like, they need to come up with a, you know, we're going to play, you know, 18 holes on Saturday, and it's Tiger Woods and three other guys, whoever they are, just to get...
I believe they said they might extend that, Tim, to Saturday, maybe in the future. PGA said something about that there a couple...
Okay, well, I mean, if you found out tomorrow, you turned your TV on, put it on the sports channel, and they said, hey, who is this that's crying there? Is that his... It's got something to do with Cameron Smith, I assume. He takes the walk of glory. That guy in the pink there, whoever that is behind him, was bawling like a baby a minute ago.
Maybe it's his, is his dad? Or?
No, he didn't look old enough to be his dad. Maybe it's his cat. No, it doesn't look like a caddy either. Maybe his brother or relative or something. Who knows? Anyway, I would go, okay, you know, can we get... we're going to have Tiger Woods and his son against... You know, against Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I would tune in to watch that.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Yeah.
I would watch that. I definitely would watch that.
I believe the 212s would win that one.
They might. Although, Charlie's pretty good.
He is.
Charlie's no slouch. And I think, depending on what Charlie's educational path is going to be, we might see him on the tour sooner than later.
Yeah, Padre Harrington said he had a really good swing. He didn't know he was Tiger's son when he saw him at the father-son.
Cause,
who's that?
Because he's not black. Well, I mean, seriously, I mean, there are some people that would just assume he would look just like Tiger, right? And he doesn't. He definitely looks more like his, you know, he's lighter skinned. He's got more of his mom in there than... And to be honest, Tiger's not the darkest guy either. I don't even know how old.
Champion golfer of the year.
Don't. Yeah, those Brits. Right up.
I tell you.
They're right up there with you Americans who call your football winners world champions.
You know, he may, with winning the Players' Championship, a prestigious championship, and then winning this, he may win Player of the Year.
Well, I mean, who else are you giving it to, I guess, at this point? He's kind of...
They kept saying Scottie Scheffler early on, but...
he's kind of disappeared the last while.
They have taken it from him. He has.
You know that Tiger Woods, his son, his middle name is Axel? Like as in Axel Rose from Guns N' Roses?
Interesting.
That's interesting. It is. I wonder what that's about. Yeah, because he's only 13. He's got a long ways to go before...
He's 13 years old?
Yeah, he was born in 2009, so... Like, he's got a ways to go before he's going to be anywhere. Unless he goes, like, you know, quits high school and starts golfing or something. I mean, Tiger claims that he has a better swing than he had.
Yeah, no, I've seen where he said that.
I mean, let's put it this way. When he was 7, he played in a U.S. kids golf event in Florida and finished 2nd. At 7, so he's obviously got a...
Yeah, I'd say he's probably playing in the juniors and stuff like that right now, I would think.
Well, hopefully they're smart enough to put him in that he goes to college and golfs there. Because he could probably go, I mean...
Wonder if he'll go to Stanford.
I mean, he could go wherever he wanted, so as far as that goes.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't even have to have the marks. Tiger can just buy him in. Boy, this presentation ceremony is sure...
Now, here's the guy that actually threw the LIV golfers under the bus the other day, Martin Slumbers.
Yeah, well, he looks like a putz.
Here's your top amateur coming out from Italy.
Oh, I am a
Filippo.
I am a nobody. and no one cares that I'm getting this award, but I shall celebrate like it is very important.
The silver medal. It'd be something if he won, he would have got both, right? The silver and gold medal.
Mussolini. Probably not something you say in England.
Yeah.
You are a loser, but here is a medal. Now get out of here so we can give the real awards to the real golfers.
Got a couple of World War II mentions today.
Boy, there's a lot of old white men there at St. Andrews, eh? A lot of gray-haired white boys. That guy looks, Martin Slumbers looks a little bit like Boris Johnson. The disgraced, soon-to-be former Prime Minister of England. And he falls down the stairs on his walk of glory. Wouldn't that be something?
It would be great to see him say, I want to thank my mentor, Greg Norman, who should have been here.
You bunch of stuffy-nosed old Brit gits.
Tell you what, he played outstanding today, though. I tell you, striking the ball, it was from...
I tell you, though, he looks like the world-class redneck.
He looks like Joe Dirt.
Yeah, you know, he's got almost a mullet. He's got the long whatever that is in the back. He's got the Playboy mustache going. I mean, he does look like a... Like he would be better suited behind the wheel of a NASCAR than...
See what he has to say.
This tournament is bullshit. Where were the hell were the LIV guys all at? Does he sound like an Aussie? Can't talk. Come on, boy. Find your words. Got a bit of an accent.
Yeah.
See, that guy, whoever that guy is still teary-eyed.
Getting all choked up.
Well, it's a hell of a payday for him. Oh, crikey, I just want to get drunk. I mean, if you are a golfer, I suppose, and for him being an Aussie, this probably is the pinnacle for him.
Oh, yeah, it's...
So, I mean, I get why he'd be a bit emotional about it.
Yeah, the Claret Jug probably holds more value than maybe perhaps the Masters or the US Open.
Yeah, because they're more American-centric things, I guess.
Yeah, much to say, he's played pretty good at Augusta, so...
That's not a knife. This is a knife. Well, didn't say much of anything, really. Didn't thank the PGA. Didn't thank any other golfers. Didn't mention any other golfers. Well, Jeff. That is an end to the British Open and probably one of the strangest Wide Men Can't Jump episodes of all time.
Oh, it was pretty fun.
Oh, it was. We got to do this with some other... We got to do this with a sporting event where I know a little bit more about what's going on.
Well, I thought you did pretty good. We got to cut loose a little bit.
Yeah, it's all good. I mean, this is solid.
Inject a little humor.
That was a good time.
Seen a fantastic round. Seen a good comeback. Came and took the claret jug out of Rory McIlroy's hand. So,
see you. Well played, Cameron. See you at the Royal Liverpool next year in 2023.
Boy Lake. Yeah.
Barring a 17th wave of COVID.
Or If you defect to live, we don't know.
Welcome to Trump National, where we. That's what they got to come up with. They got to start naming their tournaments LIV, the Trump Cup.
They do. Well, I think they'll have some their own like little finales and championships and things like that.
Well, I mean, it's a work in progress. I mean, I'm sure with the amount of money they have, I imagine they've got some kind of a marketing team. And okay, I don't know that thing. It's not the best looking. It looks kind of cool, except for the top. And then the claret jug kind of looks like you're going to pour gravy out of it or something.
Yeah.
Oh, gravy.
Yeah, the bottom of it, they've had to create a lot of more space for the names. So just kind of like, you know, the Stanley Cup eventually, all those Stanley Cups are a hell of a lot bigger.
Yeah, good history there, though, but, which is cool to see.
Yeah.
Well, with that, Jeff, I think we should probably wrap her up for, I don't even know how long this has been, but can't.
I'd say at least two and a half hours.
It's been a while anyway, but, I mean, riveting programming, of course, but.
All right, well, we'll try to catch you later this week with some other sports.
if anything worthy happens, we'll be happy to talk about it, but it's just. Been a little bit.
It's just been hard. You know, football's not too far away. Fantasy football, everything. It's
been a tad bit. Been a tad bit dead though. So, but anyway, that's a special live edition of Why Men Can't Jump, brought to you as always by the shop. Got to get that in there. And Bogus, I'm still alive, in case anyone was wondering. Fill out. Don't forget if you know any. Really cool, pretty people, send them on down to the shop. And, I'll give the final words to our golf expert, Jeff.
Great. It's great being with you today, Tim, on the 150th Open. Don't forget to apply again for your applications at the Cock Shop.
That is the rooster shop, the cock shop, indeed. And those who know, and
there's actually a guy that comes in there. They call him Rooster.
Those of you who know, and those of you who don't, well, maybe you'll get to find out. And with that, we're gone for another edition, and we'll see you soon. Hopefully this week. And we're out.